From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. All this week, we've been bringing you the story of Fabian John. Fabian is a dancer who lost her right leg 3 years ago in the earthquake in Haiti. Jacob Kushner spent about a year reporting that story, and he's joining me now to talk about it. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Alicia.
As a reporter, why did you feel compelled to tell this story in particular?
I think a lot of times when people think about Haiti's earthquake, they talk in a very macro level about reconstructing homes, getting people out of tents, back into houses, creating jobs even, and that sort of thing, which is all very complicated. But I think sometimes people forget or perhaps don't know how complicated it is just to reconstruct one life, the life of just one person. And so that's what I was hoping that Fabian and Dennis would be able to convey to everybody is how much thought and effort and what sorts of setbacks occur in this sort of relationship of trying to rebuild just one life in Haiti.
You mentioned Dennis. This story really focuses on two people, Fabian the dancer and Dennis Acton, somebody who really wanted to help her out. He worked with a prosthetics company and he knew that he could get her a new leg. What is Fabian and Dennis's relationship like now?
Fabian hasn't heard from Dennis in a while. I don't think they've tried to contact each other recently. At some point back, Dennis remembers getting some phone calls from Fabian that just hung up immediately, I assume because Fabian didn't have enough money on her phone and a phone credit for those calls. But you have to remember that, you know, I thought the relationship was coming to an end, but I later found out that Dennis had quietly wired some money to a Haitian man to fix her prosthesis that had a crack in it. And so clearly Dennis has not forgotten about Fabian, and clearly Fabian has not forgotten about Dennis either.
What do Fabian's prospects look like for the future?
It's really uncertain. Fabian is scheduled to perform at the National Theater, and she's happy about that. She's excited. She's been rehearsing for that. But the question remains, will she still have even a meager income that she now has from rehearsals, or will she go back into the cycle where she has to ask other people to lend her money so she can feed her daughter and take care of her mom? Her future is really uncertain at this point, as are the futures of many people in Haiti, even 3 years after the earthquake.
Her recovery has been so complicated. How do you think that mirrors the recovery of Haiti as a whole?
I think just like the reconstruction of Haiti itself, we try to find symbols or benchmarks, right? You know, how many houses have been constructed and that sort of thing. I think it's important to remember that there are important benchmarks we need to follow in people's personal lives. When news came out about Fabian dancing again for the first time and whatnot, people took a sigh of relief and said, okay, this dancer is dancing again. That's a benchmark for recovery. But as I found out, her story, her recovery wasn't nearly over. And so I think it's important to remember that even 3 years after the earthquake, it's not as simple as saying, you know, Haiti's reconstruction is lagging behind. It's hard to really understand what that means unless you look at that question in the life of a particular person in post-earthquake Haiti.
You can hear Jacob Kushner's series of stories about Fabian John and see photographs by photojournalist Nick Kozak at WLRN.org. Jacob, you're now off to the Congo to report on Chinese influence in that country. Good luck with that trip.
Thanks so much.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.